Dave, 3:45 left in the fourth. Trailing by 12 are the Pirates. Josh White at the right post, kicked into Larkrad, has two looks up for two. He thread a needle with that pass, and Marshall Lifeland is approaching 35 points. Kinzer goes up for the shot. He's fouled, and it almost went in. He's heading to the line for two. And that foul is the number 20, Brian White. We have a timeout called by Ugly. That's the fourth on Brian White. It's a full timeout, so we're going to take a timeout as well. You're tuned to WIW. Ugly leads 53-39 with 3:33 left in the fourth.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sibuing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
.33 remains in the fourth quarter. 53-39. Ugly lead. Ryan Brown listening to the Harbor Beach huddle. Ryan, what'd you find out?
Harbor Beach is really focusing on their defense right now, obviously being down by as much as they are. They're getting beat off the dribble too much out top, which the guards are stressing to themselves during the timeout. So look for a little more pressure than what they've been posting up, keeping the guards out of the middle of the lane for the rest of the quarter.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. Our sideline reporter. Ginter at the line shooting two. First one up and good. The stat of the game tonight, Marshall Lifeland has 33 points thus far. We still have 3.5 minutes left.
It has looked like he's willing his team to win tonight.
And the second free throw is up. It's now a 12-point deficit for the Pirates as the Bearcats pass it into Lifeland. 3.5 left, 53-41. Bearcats lead. Nick Sweeney in the left corner. Back up to Marshall Lifeland, the left wing. Sweeney top of the key now. Dribbles around, not much there. Brings back out. 3:15 left. 12-point lead. Being guarded by Kinther. Sweeney drives into the right post. Josh White takes the extended free jump shot. That one's good. The 6'6" man gets his first 2 points of the fourth quarter. And he now has 10 points. 3 minutes left. 14-point deficit for the Pirates. Jonathan Kraft thought about taking the three. Passes back over to brother Eli Kraft. He goes in. And no shot. Looks like a block on number 14, Austin Drake for the Bearcats. And Kraft is going to be shooting 1-1 from the free throw line. The temperature is starting to rise in here, and I'm talking about the game and the actual temperature. I'm actually sweating up here.
And we hardly even work. I mean, look
That's
at those
right.
guys down there.
That's right. Kraft. Shooting 1-1 with 2:52 left is no good. Rebound. Lifeland goes right out of. He almost went out of bounds on that one and saved it. Josh White gets it over to Lifeland. Gets across the timeline. He loses it. There's a jump ball action. And we have a jump ball possession arrow. Ugly. Lifeland wanted a timeout. Didn't get it. Ball was right between his own legs. 2:40 left in the fourth.
With 2:40 to go for Ugly, the clock is the enemy right now. They're going to want to try to bleed the clock as much as they can, and Harbor Beach wants to go ahead and turn this into a healthy shelter, get something going.
Well, 2:40 left. Bearcats look like they're going to pull this one out, leading by 14. Harbor Beach came out at the half line, but probably sustained.
There have been some strange games on this floor. When you think you're going to count somebody out, don't, because it's not over till it's over, believe me.
Austin Drake has it right in front of his own bench. Trying to pass it in for the Bearcats to get it to number 34. Marshall Lifeland, the player of the game. On the right post, Lifeland. Excuse me, Drake. Over to Sweeney. Over to Josh White in the left corner. Just trying to milk this one out. No shots unless it's a high percentage shot. 2.5 left. 55-41. Ugly leads over Harbor Beach. A 14-point lead. Ugly has led since it was 4-2. Harbor Beach scored the first 2 points, and Ugly never looked back. Sweeney, top of the key, just dribbling around like a madman. Drake on the right corner now, being fouled by Aaron Gintler. Ubley wanted a technical foul on Gintler for getting a little too up in his grill. Just a standard foul, though, on Gintler. That's his third. And Harbor Beach is eighth. So heading the line, shooting two, is number 14, Austin Drake. Hey, Ryan Brown, what's the action down there on the Ubley bench?
Oh, boy, Clark, it's pretty intense over here. They weren't too happy with that foul. However, it was a clean foul. No intentional needed.
And thank you, Ryan. Ryan Brown had about the best shot. He had the best team in the house for that foul as the first shot goes through for Austin Drake. He now has the second one coming. 56-41, 15-point lead once again for the Bearcats. Now I think that's 60. 2-for-2 from the charity stripe for Drake. His first 2 points of the game. Here come the Pirates. 2 minutes left. Trailing by 16 across the timeline. Jonathan Kraft for three. No good. Rebound Eli Kraft over to Aaron Gintler. Back over to Jonathan Kraft into the post. Steven kicks it back out to Gintler. Over to Kraft. Eli Kraft for three on the left side. No good. Rebound. Booms. He goes up for two. Gets it knocked out. Steven grabs it for the Pirates. Back up to Aaron Gintler. Top of the key. Minute 45. Three main. Pirates trailing by 16. Need to get something going fast and quickly. Boom. Now up to Gintler. Over to Kraft. Eli Kraft from the left wing. He drives down the baseline. Goes up for two. This one short. Rebound. Lifrent. 90 seconds remain in the Ubley. 57, Ubley, Harbor Beach, 41. Josh White, top of the key, just slowing things down. No rush for the Bearcats. Minute 15 now. The Ubley fans starting to stand. Brian White has it. He kicks it into Marshall Leifrant, goes up for two, and this one's good. Marshall Leifrant might end up with 40 points in this game when all's said and done. You never know with this guy. 60 seconds remain. Aaron Gintler takes the three. This one's no good. Who is it? Marshall Leifrant. He's posting down. Nick Sweeney. 50 seconds remain. 18-point lead for the Bearcats. We now have a steal by Gintler as a jump ball. Possession arrow. Pirates. 18-point lead for the Bearcats, though.
With 45 seconds to go, this looks like it's going to be in the book. But the Pirates don't look at it that way. They're out there just, you know, diving on the floor, doing anything they can to disrupt Ubley.
And we have a timeout called by Ubley and a full timeout. So you're going to be taking a quick break here as well. 45 seconds remain. 59-41, Ubley leads with less than a minute left.
For all your accounting needs, call Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley. She has extensive experience with QuickBooks and Peachtree accounting programs and can help you get the most out of your accounting program. If you need financial statements, payroll, or have tax issues, she can help too. Visit her office at 2201 Main Street, Ubley from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Lori is also available to come to your place of business for an evaluation of your current accounting system. Just give Lori Messing a call at 989-658-8525. Good luck to the Ubley Bearcats from Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley.
The stat of the game, Marshall Leifrant, if I'm doing this right, has 43 points. Might be 33, not exactly sure. Jonathan Kraft takes the three. This one's no good. Rebound is number 20, Brian White, with 30 seconds remaining. Drake has it for the Bearcats, dribbling around. Our reach has not resulted to fouling yet. With 20 seconds left, trailing by 18, probably not going to happen. Marshall Leifrant, now in the left corner, just dribbling away. And brings it back out to Nick Sweeney, top of the key, with 10 seconds left. The crowd starts to go ballistic, and now we have a two-team tie atop the GTC East between the two teams in orange and black. There is the final buzzer. And this one's in the book. The Ubley Bearcats give the Pirates their second loss of the year. And they are now tied for first in the Greater Thumb Eastern Conference. Oh, what a game. Yes, indeed. We will wrap this thing up in just a few minutes. We'll have a post-game interview with Ken Pigla, the winning coach for the Bearcats. And we'll give all the stats you need right here on WLEW. Keep it locked on.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination.